so peaceful when they sleep, like an angel almost. Don't tell me again. Are you in any pain? Any at all? No. You look different this time. Perhaps you don't think that maybe you're not on the verge of death as you were before, the last time we met. I don't know. It seems your sleep state has brought you back to me. Interesting. I admit I've never seen anything like this before. Perhaps it is something to do with the fact that you've been here once before and returned to the world of the living. I wonder if now there might be a small thread attached to you that if you tug on, you can return. Your sleep clearly seems to be triggering it. I wonder why. Did you miss me? Sorry, I only meant that. Well, this isn't exactly the best place. Very cold and damp. Foggy and, well, quite gross, really. I can't imagine why you'd want to return. Unless, that is, you wanted to see me again. Did you? Please say you did. Just a little, huh? Well, it's better than nothing. I suppose I will, take what I can get. Did you get my gift? The one I left for you. I wrote a poem for you and left it on your fridge. With the magnets? Surely you were able to... Really? Did you like it? Well, yes, I suppose it was a bit morbid, but... Well... Look, at least you don't have some crazy maniac haunting your house. It's me, a girl who's admittedly in love with you. Well, excuse me for trying to do something nice. I thought you would like it. No, please don't go. I've been thinking about you so much since you left. It's been so lonely. I suppose you haven't been ignoring me anymore like you were. You kept your promise. But to have you here, in front of me again, it's so surreal. I'll be a real good girl for you. I promise. I won't do anything else bad. Or even questionable. I'll do things like clean your house for you while you're away. And I'll be real good if you ever have visitors. Cross my heart. If I even have one anymore. Not really sure. All of this is rather confusing. I'm sure you understand. So, were you dreaming about me? Well, maybe. You know, when I was still alive, I heard that the last thing you think about before you go to sleep is what your dreams are about. Maybe you were thinking about me before you went to sleep, and now you're here. It was just an idea. Sorry. I don't mean to overwhelm you. You seem a bit more delirious and confused than you were the last time we were together. I suppose it's part of the dream state. No matter. Just glad you're here. I hope you're all right. Maybe if I just... Did you feel that? Touched you, and you could feel it. This can't be real. There's no way. I can. We can. Okay, calm down, Rosalind. I need to make sure you're all right first and foremost. You're very cold. Colder than me, even. Strange. You feel better when I'm close to you? Interesting. Maybe that little string I was talking about before is directly linked to me. It's possible that the more close we are together here, the better you feel, or the stronger your connection to Limbo is. Don't look at me. It's only a guess. I honestly have no idea why you're here. Could be anything. Look at me. I get to fawn over you. Just like a real girlfriend would. Not that we're together or anything, but... Well, I have dreamed of taking care of you for so long. Every time I hear just a little cough or sneeze or you clearing your throat, I want to be there for you to make you some warm tea or get you something to eat. Tell you to lay down and I'll take care of everything for you. really is like a dream come true. I don't know how else to explain it. How does it feel when I touch you? For you, I mean. Am I cold? I would imagine so. Really? No, nothing wrong with that. But if it brings you comfort, then it makes me happy. You know why? Dreamed about something like this ever since you left. Maybe you're here because it's something that we both wanted. Not just you or me, but both of us. We wanted to see each other again. Desperately. Well, are you going to deny it, or... Really? I don't know what to say. It makes me happy to hear those words pass through your lips. I'm glad you know that. Now you're here with me. And that it was your choice to come back. Not mine alone. I'm glad you chose to live, you know. It's what you deserve. And I'm sorry if I made you feel like I was pressuring you last time. I did want you to stay, but... it seems letting you go is the right thing to do. Because now, you're here with me. Despite it all. And you can still leave whenever you want. Live your normal human life. That's wonderful, really. You look so tired, even though you're technically sleeping. I wonder why that is. You're more than welcome to lay your head on me. I don't mind. Really, it's no trouble at all. In fact, I'd like to feel your head rest on my shoulder. Would be a sensation that I've longed for a very, very long time. Well, not just that. I've longed for other sensations, too. Like what? Well, you know, all kinds, but mostly the type couples might experience together. Yes, there's cuddling and holding hands and even kissing, but there's also, well, There's also... more... intimate... things. But look at me rambling on. Your face is telling me you... weren't thinking of those types of things. I'm not sure if I can experience that sort of thing here. To be honest with you, I didn't even think I could experience this. Touching you. Feeling it. If I could experience pleasure, well, then I haven't tried. I just do other things when I'm bored. What, do you think I sit around here and masturbate all the time? No, I don't. I have other things to do, like watch you. I thought that you wanted to lay down. What now? You can't be serious. You really want to? Try? But... are you sure? Well... if you insist... I don't even know what to do. I've never... no, not with anyone. But of course I love you, and I want to make you happy. And always. If you're going to be this persistent, then you could at least show me what to do. I don't know any of that. Here. Just take my hand. Guide me. No, I really don't know. Please teach me. I want to make you feel good. Down here. Are you sure? Right, of course. It's quite squishy. Sorry, I won't. Not too hard. Okay. What's happening? It's getting less squishy. Is it supposed to do that? I see. Fascinating. This means that you like it. So I'm doing good? Alright. Do you want it faster or slower? Harder or softer? Grab the balls. You mean these? They feel so... nothing. Just... not how I expected them to. Sorry, Right. Not too hard. There's this stuff coming out. It's so clear. I see. Spit on it? I'm not sure. Right. Right. Okay. And I use it like lubrication. All right. Sure. All right. Whoa. You're being quite noisy now. Does that mean it feels good? You want to... I think I understand now. I won't stop until you come. You'll tell me, won't you? When you're almost there. You're gripping me so hard. Already. Okay. I won't stop then. I want all of your gum. It went everywhere. It's supposed to do that. Are you sure? There's such a mess now. Would it be weird if I tasted it? I see. So that's what you taste like. I like it very much. You'll have to come back sometime and give me some more. It gives me a strange sensation. Makes me feel more alive.